بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran Majeed, ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب, that behold, in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find peace, tranquility, serenity. So we will be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important that we focus and concentrate on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akbar. There is no person greater than Allah. Allah is most great, Allah is most lofty, most high. Every single thing is in the control of Allah. And we have to now fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, those who believe in Allah, those who have iman, then they are more severe in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah is dominant in their heart. The love of Allah is greater in their heart for any other thing. So in the dhikr of Allah, Allah bidhikri Allah, in Arabic the word ba means with. But here Mufassireen have mentioned that bi has the meaning of fi. That means in. In the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find tranquility, peace, serenity. And alhamdulillah, we can feel it ourselves when we are making the dhikr of Allah, when we are in salat, and tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, whatever ibadat we are making, especially the dhikr of Allah, when we are taking the name Allah, Allah, then we feel that peace, tranquility, serenity. The turmoil that our heart is experiencing the entire day, the entire week, the entire month, and all the problems that the heart is experiencing, especially to the vice and evil that has corroded the heart. Now when you make the dhikr of Allah, we realize that everything else is nothing compared to Allah Rabbul Izzat. All those sins can be washed away, everything gone from the heart. The heart becomes clean, pure. And when the heart feels this purity, then it immediately feels the serenity. When the sin, when all the dirt is washed away, and then the heart is only full of the love of Allah, 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 Allah. With every heartbeat, we say Allah. Then this heart will feel that peace, tranquility, serenity. All the worries of dunya, everything disappears, everything vanishes. The person wishes to make the dhikr of Allah continuously for longer periods of time. It is mentioned in the kitabs, ulama have mentioned, al-dhakir kal-waqifi ala babillah. The one who makes the dhikr of Allah, the one who says Allah, 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 then he is like that person who is standing at the door of Allah and he is knocking, he is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Like any person in the world who goes to a person in need of something and he knocks and he taps at the door, he knocks, he knocks, he knocks, he waits. And he will not move away from the door because he is desperately in need of some requirement, some urge, some need that he has. And he wants that need to be fulfilled. So he will wait there and he'll continue knocking. Like that, the one who is making the dhikr, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, the dhikr is the means of wusool ila Allah. By saying Allah, Allah, it becomes the means of a person reaching Allah, connecting to Allah. And he's given the example like the person who is knocking at the door and you are saying Allah, 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 Allah. And suddenly when the door opens, then it opens wide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't open his door slightly. Allah opens his door completely open. And then a person becomes, or he gets the nisbat of Allah. He gets the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, a person who is continuously remaining in dhikr, he makes mudawamat of dhikr. In other words, he is regularly making dhikr. Not just once a week or now and then. Every single day he sets out a time and he makes the dhikr of Allah. He concentrates on the greatness of Allah. And how forgiving Allah is. And how merciful Allah is. How generous Allah is. How kind Allah is. And all the bounties Allah has bestowed upon us. Even though we are not deserving of those bounties. And how Allah has rescued us from all the different types of problems. So when this happens, then he is now going to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This nisbat with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So like the person who is standing by the door and now the door opens. Like that, Allah ta'ala opens the door. Allah's door is open wide. And now the person slowly begins or he becomes the friend of Allah. So by making mudawamat of dhikr, regularly dhikr, and he has mentioned a second point which is most important. A person, the zakir, abstains from sins. Not only whilst making the dhikr, we are not sinning, we don't commit any sins. But in our entire lives, the entire day and night, we refrain from sins. And if we stay in good company, then with these three things, making the dhikr of Allah regularly, staying in good company, in pious company, and abstaining from sins, then he says definitely a person will then become the wali of Allah. The person will gain this nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us his nisbat. May Allah ta'ala give us that bond and attachment and connection with him. And therefore it is important that we make the dhikr of Allah regularly. He said, Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 الله
إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
May Allah Ta'ala make us from the true dhakirin and shakirin who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Our tongues must be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart must beat with the name Allah, Allah. Our action must be in accordance to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu laka shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب المستضعفين يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you decide on any matter, my Allah, you just say kun and it becomes, my Allah. You don't even have to say kun and it will become, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this moment we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, there are elderly people here. There are huffaz and ulama sitting here. There are young ones sitting here. Our mothers and sisters and so many others listening at home over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, people listening far and wide, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this moment you make the decision, my Allah, that you have forgiven us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin that we have committed, my Allah. Those filthy, filthy gunas that we committed, my Allah, which are now so heavy like huge mountains on our backs, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make the decision, Ya Allah, that we have now become your true lovers, my Allah. Make us your true aashiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to enjoy, Ya Allah, the sweetness of your name, my Allah. We want to enjoy the sweetness of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want you to swim deep down in the oceans of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to gain your marifat, my Allah. Do not make us leave this world without tasting your marifat, my Allah. The sweetness of your recognition, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, make us your true friends, my Allah. Make us from the awliya-i kamilin, siddiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our major sins and minor sins. Sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Wherever we may have committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching all those gunas, my Allah. You tolerated us, my Allah. You covered our sins, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not disgrace and humiliate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. You are Ghaffar, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely now, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us that himmat and that courage to refrain from all types of sins, my Allah. Don't make us make our tongues become napak, my Allah. Don't let our eyes become napak, my Allah. Don't make us have filthy thoughts across our mind and heart, my Allah. Make our limbs become obedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the true shakirin and the true zakirin, from the true tawwabin, my Allah. From those who truly, Ya Allah, are your mahbub, Ya Allah, your muqarrab, my Allah, your close ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazanas are barpoor, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. Nothing becomes diminished from your treasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy is so vast, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are the possessor of your throne. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of your arsh, my Allah. Of your kursi, my Allah. Ya Allah, the skies belong to you, my Allah. The earth belongs to you, my Allah. You are the creator of the skies and the earth. Whatever is beyond the skies, beneath the earth, between the skies and the earth, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Nothing can be hidden from you, my Allah. Nothing can be hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the disloyalty of our eyes and our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the wrongs that we do, my Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we have raised our hands. We are not turning to any other person besides you, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from all types of faults and blemishes, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings whatsoever. You have got no deficiencies whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are pak and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreer. Ya Allah, protect us from the evil of the evildoers, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the jealousy of the jealous ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all those people who are plotting against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the zulam, the oppression of the oppressors, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aman in aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in war-torn countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Improve the conditions, my Allah. Give them the better conditions, my Allah. Give them happiness and bliss, my Allah. Bless them with afiyat, my Allah. Bless them with good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore the homes again for them, my Allah. Rebuild the homes for them again, my Allah. Reunite the families, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, who became shaheed, ya Allah. Grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are remaining, my Allah. Make them come back, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you give them, ya Allah, the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. You protect their lives, my Allah. Protect the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us a strong iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. وَأَمِتْنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَحْشُدْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, all good works of deen accepted, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Sincerity and maqbooliyat and acceptance, my Allah. The effort of da'wat and tabligh, accept this effort, my Allah. Accept this work, my Allah. Help us also to strive in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of the mashayikh in the khanqas, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. In the darul ulum, makatib, hifz classes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Different organizations, whatever good work is taking place, my Allah, accept all the efforts of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Make us use the rozi in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riba. Protect us from interest, my Allah. Protect us from zina, adultery, my Allah. Protect us from casting lustful glances, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from making ghibat and carrying tales, my Allah. Make us become good people, my Allah. Make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. The akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path. Give us maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, just one small piece of land, small piece of ground, my Allah, in Jannatul Baqi. That is all we are asking for you, my Allah. In the condition that you are pleased with us. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. In the company of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah from the day of qiyamah. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us into jannat without any hisab kitab. Without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, our musallis, our mutaalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, every single person who is here tonight, my Allah, and the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs. Each one has got different problems, worries, ya Allah. We've got so many hardships and griefs and masaib and sorrows, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's condition, ya Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many women who have got different social, domestic problems, my Allah. There are so many men who are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are elderly people, ya Allah, young ones, my Allah. So many who are sick and ill, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all those who are sick complete shifa, my Allah. Especially those who have got cancer, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'awuk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله use us for the خدمة of your deen with إخلاص المقبولية make us become true leaders my Allah يا الله do not make us be on don't make us be astray my Allah don't make us become means of others going astray my Allah يا الله make us be on حق and هداية my Allah make us become beacons of هداية my Allah Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. All those who requested du'as, accept all the jais murad also, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them the coolness of wise. Ya Allah, do not make them take drugs, my Allah. Protect them from evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become good Muslims, my Allah. Make all of our hearts become soft, my Allah. Make us from those who are hayyin, layyin, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are going to get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the nikahs full of barakat, afiyat, and taqwa with sukoon, my Allah. So many are looking, ya Allah, for suitable partners, my Allah. You find them the right partners, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and bless them with a happy, blissful marriage, ya Allah. Full of afiyat and barakat, my Allah. So many are married and with no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious children, healthy, normal children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have children, my Allah, make them become obedient to us, my Allah. Make us become obedient to our parents if they are living, my Allah. And if our parents have passed on, ya Allah, grant them the maghfirah of the highest of stages, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.